I was just looking around on Facebook, and I really, really like to garden, and something caught my attention, and I would like you guys to know about this. Welcome to the show, the executive director of Share Food, Share Love Food Pantry in Brookfield, Illinois, John Dumas. Hi, John.
Hi, Wendy.
All right, John, I was looking, and I love to grow tomatoes. I didn't get very many last year, but I know people that get so many vegetables, and they're like, what am I going to do with them? You have such a great idea that I saw on Facebook. Please share with the class.
Yes, we encourage gardeners, when they have a surplus, to bring that surplus to their local food pantry. Certainly ours here in Brookfield, we take any excess vegetables, or we even get fruit sometimes from folks. We take any kind of extra produce that people have, and they can help their neighbors, help their community that way by donating it. We give it out, and the people who come in for food assistance absolutely love it, because it's something that they don't expect and they don't get a lot of times. They're used to getting more shelf-stable food, non-perishable food. So when they get fresh vegetables, they absolutely love it. It's a great treat for them.
I got to visit the food pantry in Brookfield. John and I went to high school together. And John, I was so impressed by the Share Food, Share Love Food Pantry. It just was so nice looking. You go in, it's like a little mini grocery store. You've done such a great job with it.
Well, thank you. Yeah, that's, we really stress the dignity of the folks who come in. You know, the number one reason that people don't ask for help when they need it, whether it be food or anything else, is that they're embarrassed, that they're ashamed to have to ask for help. So we try to, that's exactly what we try to do, is create a grocery store atmosphere so they don't feel like they're getting something special or they're getting something that's a handout. They feel like they're just having the regular experience that everybody has. The big difference, of course, at the end they don't pay, but otherwise we've laid everything out just like a grocery store, so they have that same experience.
How long have you been doing this?
We had our 10th anniversary last year in the fall, so we're coming up on 11 years now. And so I'm one of the founders, along with my wife and a bunch of other people. We started it in 2015, so 11 years this year.
And you and your wife, Lenny, you guys started it in a church basement. Am I correct in that?
And we really, everything changed for us with COVID. We were serving about 25 or 30 families every time we were open. And when COVID hit, the church closed, of course, like most things, like most public spaces like that did. Yeah, so we were actually operating in out of their parking lot and the garage they had in the back of the church. And while that was going on, really, almost overnight, we went from serving 25 or 30 people to serving 60, 65 people every time we were open. And while we were doing that for like a year and a half, it dawned on us that we had 12 seats in our waiting room there. So it was going to be very difficult to serve 60 people effectively in that space. So while we were doing that, we started looking for a location. We found this building that we're in now. So we have about 7,000 square feet here, so we are able to give out a lot more food, and we were able to, like you were mentioning, create that atmosphere, that grocery store atmosphere. We use regular grocery carts. Everything is laid out that way. We have milk and eggs and all fresh fruits and all the normal staples. We now have a program we call Families First, where young mothers can get diapers, but they can also get products for themselves. And we have a spice rack now that we're helping people. You know, a lot of times when they come in, they get the same thing every time they come in. That's just the nature of what we do and what we have to offer them. So we've been emphasizing spices so they can change things up a little bit, give themselves a little different flavor. So we're just trying to find ways to do that more and more. We just had some new shelving installed, so we're able to store more things now. So we're always looking to grow and to make a bigger impact on the community. So that's our board is fantastic. They're very supportive, and they do a great job in promoting and also supporting what we want to do. I have a lot of crazy ideas, and they always back them up. So I give them credit for that.
All right. So it's located at in Brookfield, Illinois. What's the exact address?
Yeah, we're at 9030 Brookfield Avenue, right in the heart of Brookfield. And, you know, if you have folks out there who, and I realize that not all of your listeners, it wouldn't be convenient for them to bring their excess produce to Brookfield. It might be a drive for them. So there is an organization called Ample Harvest. It's ampleharvest.org. They can go on there, and their whole operation is to connect gardeners to pantries. So if you're not sure what to do with your stuff and you're not close to Brookfield, you can go to that site at ampleharvest.org, and they'll tell you where to go. Or if you just go to you can go to the Greater Chicago Food Depository, their website, or any just Google food pantry and your zip code and find your local pantry and take it there. Most pantries will take it. I don't know of any pantries that turn it away, but you can always check with them and donate it to your local pantry. Then it's very important to have that fresh produce in all pantries, but we certainly will take it here, and I think most of your pantries will take it as well.
All right, and if you'd like to support the Share Food, Share Love Food Pantry, you can volunteer, you can donate needed supplies, you can donate money, of course, become a partner. John Dumas, you started out with 25 families that you helped originally. How many families do you help now, ballpark?
We're getting close to 75 or 80 every time. We're gonna go over 6,000 this year. We've been really busy lately. There's a lot of people think that that these programs like SNAP that are getting cut don't have much of an impact. They're telling us that, well, they're getting rid of the fraud, but we're seeing it getting to people who really do need the program. So we're getting a lot more need here at our pantry. We know that other pantries, too, are getting it, too. So it's becoming a much bigger issue right now. We're holding our own, but we're very busy, and we are right now in the process. I was out all day today picking up donations, and we're in the process of seeking out other sources for donations because we get busier every week. So we are making sure that we have enough for everybody. But that's a never-ending task, never-ending struggle. So please support your pantries. We really do need it, and we're not getting as much support from. We're certainly getting very little, if any, support at all from the government at this point. The state's doing a good job, but federal government is not, and folks are seeing their benefits being cut. So please, please help them. Food is such a, obviously it's the key to the whole thing. So it's very important that we support folks who need that food assistance.
All right, sharefoodsharelove.org. He is the executive director. John Dumas, thank you for all the great work you do and all the families you help.
Thank you for your support, Wendy. We appreciate it.